This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Farmers Edge. I'm Riley Smith. Chinese trade obstacles are impacting beef and pork exports. We'll have more from the U.S. Meat Export Federation right after this.
Get more value from your soil testing this year and better service for your team. Book your spring or fall soil testing now until April 30th and receive free scouting software. Retailers and agronomists, don't wait. Get this free service that will set your team ahead of the competition. Visit FarmersEdgeLabs.com or contact labsales@farmersedge.ca to claim this special offer. Farmers Edge Labs, soil test with the best.
USMEF President and CEO Dan Hallstrom said that while China's retaliatory duties are a major headwind for both U.S. beef and pork, beef exporters are facing an additional obstacle.
China, we knew, would have an off month in April. It was really the start of the disruption and the height of the tariffs, almost 150% tariffs on beef throughout April. So really not a surprise that we're down almost 70% on the China volume year on year. But there is quite a bit of good news in other regions. Korea up 18%, very big number for Korea. Central America up big. You also had a pretty good month with Japan. And also South America, good month. Although Chile and Peru had good numbers. Really, Colombia is the bright spot there. We've really been trying to regain share since last April when we had basically U.S. beef out of the market for about 5 or 6 months around this HPAI and dairy cattle issue. So we've been trying to scramble and regain share. So we're very excited about that.
Hallstrom said pork exports faced a similar issue with China, but they made up for that slightly by shining in Latin America.
As expected, China was down significantly, down about 35%, primarily on variety meats. Mexico is a bit down as well compared to a record a year ago. But one thing to remember on Mexico, even at 91,000 tons, that's still a very, very good month. The other markets, though, Central America continues to perform well. They have for more than a year now, really on fire on both beef and pork. And huge month into Colombia, 12,000 metric tons. That's up about 60% from a year ago. So it's really satisfying to see us continuing to expand our share down in Colombia.
For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.